Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Proverbs chapter 30, the verses 5 to 9. Proverbs 30, 5 to 9. Every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Do not add to his words, or he will rebuke you and prove you a liar. Two things I ask of you, Lord. Do not refuse me before I die. Keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, "Who is the Lord?" Or I may become poor and steal, and so dishonor the name of my God. My theme for reflection is trusting God for just enough. Trusting God for just enough. In Proverbs chapter 30, verse 7 to 9, we encounter a deeply reflective and humble prayer that sheds light on the delicate balance of human desires. The writer, fully aware of his own vulnerabilities, does not ask for wealth, status, or power, but for something far more profound: to be spared from falsehood and deceit, and to receive neither poverty nor riches. Instead, he asks for the food that is needful, just enough to sustain him without the excess that might lead to pride or the lack that could push him toward despair. This prayer touches on the human struggle with extremes. When we have too much, there is a real temptation to forget God, believing that our abundance is the result of our own efforts. We can become self-sufficient, insulated from the reality of our need for divine grace. Conversely, when we have too little, we may be driven to desperation, acting in ways that go against our principles and thus dishonoring God. The wisdom of this prayer lies in its plea for moderation, a request for the right amount, the balance that allows us to rely on God daily without becoming consumed by either pride or desperation. It speaks to our need not just for physical sustenance, but for spiritual and moral grounding. My dear friends, we live in a culture that often equates success with material wealth, possessions, and constant accumulation. Society pushes us to strive for more money, more success, more security, sometimes at the expense of our inner peace and our relationship with God. On the other hand, many are living with too little, caught in the cycle of poverty and anxiety, leading to a sense of hopelessness. Both extremes, excess and scarcity, can cloud our spiritual vision, leaving us distracted from the things that truly matter. The prayer of Proverbs 30 offers a radical countercultural lesson: contentment. It reminds us that true richness comes not from what we possess, but from a life lived in balance, trusting God to provide what we need, no more, no less. This is not about settling for mediocrity, but about finding peace in God's sufficiency. We are called to live free from the traps of greed or fear, resting in the knowledge that God knows our needs and will provide for them. I think it was the great philosopher Henry David Thoreau who once commented that the cost of a thing is the amount of what I will call life which is required to be exchanged for it immediately or in the long run. Thoreau's reflection speaks to the hidden price we pay for our pursuit of excess. Often the more we acquire, the more life and peace we sacrifice in the process. In contrast, the prayer from Proverbs asks us to consider or to reconsider what we truly need and what we are willing to exchange for it. The wisdom encourages us to let go of the things that demand too much of us, our energy, our peace, and our spiritual well-being. By embracing moderation and trusting in God's provision, we free ourselves from the endless cycle of wanting more or fearing less, and we open ourselves to a life of spiritual abundance and contentment. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways are you tempted to pursue more than you need, whether in material wealth, success, or recognition? How does this pursuit affect your relationship with God and with people? Number two, how can you practice contentment in your daily life, trusting that God will provide exactly what you need? Gracious and loving Father, we come before you today acknowledging our tendency to chase after what we do not need, whether it be wealth, success, or comfort. Teach us to be content with your provision, trusting that you will give us exactly what is necessary for each day. Keep our hearts focused on what truly matters, loving you and serving others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.